Constant selection, this. And plus. Okay, I'm not sure why it's selecting more than just the black square. Oh well. We won't actually need to do anything more. So now just continue to use your vector grunge brushes. Except fill in the top and middle part of it. It's okay if it's offset. That's what we want. Alright. I think that's about good. Those are a bit too opaque. Tone the opacity. Okay. So now click select none. Now here we have this type of glass effect, and on here, just tone down the opacity ever so slightly. The effect I'm trying to go for is just to brighten. Perhaps if we turned it to dodge. I've never actually done this before. I'm just... Believe it or not, I have never actually done this before. There we go. Hard light. A soft light. Now duplicate it. That didn't work. Duplicate. Okay. It's not what I wanted. Okay, so now we have a soft light background, which is what we want. So now what we need to do is alpha selection this again, and select grow by 2 pixels again. Make a new layer beneath this. Fill it in with black. Now this would make the white kind of go away, that's okay. Click filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Give it a very strong Gaussian blur. Now I have this kind of glassy effect. I mean, it looks like it's transparent, which is good. Now what we're going to do is color select these. Select none, filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Not by 43, but by 17. Now take your other one, color select it, or alpha to selection. Fill it in with black. Select none, filters, blur, Gaussian blur. Now on this one, select it white. And fill it in with white. It is optional to make a border for it or not. Select none. So here we have these 2 dodged layers and a full YouTube background. We're not finished yet, however. As you'll notice, you have this section where it says videos, subscribers. We're just going to make a little shaded in box for that. You don't have to get it exact on this one. Just in the general area. Now tone the opacity down. And this creates a nice finished look when you see it. Okay, and anything else left to do, you can add a splash of color to the channel. For instance, I'm going to make a splash of red on my channel with a brush I haven't used yet. I've used this one, but it'll work fine. It'd actually be the best if you got another brush, but... Oops, I'm still on low opacity. Oh yeah, that's because I'm on the opaque layer, excuse me. So you can add a splash of red to the channel, or any... And to tie it in, I'm gonna add another splash down here. So now we have like a red and blackish channel. And to tie it in again, I'm going to add another splash right here, except it's going to be lower opacity. Okay, I think that is a fine looking channel. Now what we need to do is blend the channel. So you can just click image, flatten image. I would actually save it as a .xtf first in case you wanted to change anything, but in this tutorial we won't be changing anything. Now take a black to transparent gradient and mode linear, and then stroke up about here so we get a nice clean fade. And on the side, stroke about here and here. Okay, that is your YouTube channel. Now what we need to do is, when you save this, you need to save it so it's under 255, I believe, KB. So, to play with this, I recommend saving this as 2000 by 1500, and I recommend saving it as a JPEG. A JPEG with around an 80% quality usually saves it around the right. You have to play with it. Once you have the file, on Macs, you just right-click it and then click Get Info, and then it'll tell you. I think on Windows, I think it's Properties. I've forgotten it. anyway, and you can always put in a credit if you'd like. So I'm going to make mine in Sans. www.gimpknowshow.webs.com. Now alpha to selection this. Select grow 1 pixel, make a new layer, make it black and fill that in. Take that and rotate it negative 90 degrees if you're going to put it where I am. So it's right here. Now just take it and move it right up here. And when you're done, let's make it a bigger one. And zoom in. It's not going to be quite in this close, but this is about what it would look like to a viewer of your channel. It turned out pretty good, I actually think. And so, that is how you make a YouTube channel. So thank you for watching this rather long tutorial, YouTube. I'm Gimp Know How, and I will probably be coming out with another tutorial in a week. Maybe not, but probably. Whoops.